Oh, a sofa.
Okay, any other names for a sofa?
Yeah, they call them downnets, I think, don't they? Okay. Well, I wouldn't call them any. Is that one name going for them? Couch?
Okay, are those any different?
I mean, nice words I know.
Just different names for the same thing?
Just different names for the same thing.
Okay.
And I mean, I know as much about sponges. I'm not a sponge expert.
Okay. What about something that you might have in your bedroom, say, to keep your clothes in?
Closet?
Okay, that's built in, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about something, a piece of furniture like that?
Oh. Wardrobe.
Okay. And what about something with drawers in it?
Oh. Bureau.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Yes. Chest of drawers.
Okay. Is bureau an older sound?
Yeah, old bureau is an older name.
Okay. What about something with a mirror on it?
That's a dresser.
Okay. What about something that you have on the window to keep out the light? Not like you have there.
Curtains?
No, something that you'd pull down.
Shade.
Okay. But you wouldn't call these things shades?
No, I wouldn't call it shades.
Okay. Some people would say shades for that too, though.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering about.
Oh.
And what would you call the room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof?
Ceiling.
A little room up there. Oh.
I just go upstairs.
Yeah, but it's not finished, really.
Hey.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a little room off the kitchen where you store canned goods and extra dishes and so forth?
Yeah, pantry.
Okay.
Yeah, we had one that old house. We had a pantry to the kitchen. Yeah, I didn't tell you about. Mama had a pantry.
Yeah.
The old women had to have it. I didn't say that pantry.
And
they
had a utility
room.
Yeah. But would you call it a utility?
It wouldn't be the same thing for me. I don't think.
Would you keep dishes and things in the utility room? Okay.
No, I think you tilted it with one thing. And, you know, of course, back then there wasn't any such thing as a deep freeze or refrigerator or anything like that. And nobody thought about where it was going to put in, because there wasn't any.
Where would you keep your milk and things?
In the spring.
In the spring?
Spring branch, you see. We had a big old cave spring up there.
Uh-huh.
Down tomorrow. It's basically where George King lives, and I'm right above John Lund. And cold water runs through there all the time, and just set your milk right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Your buckets and jars, wherever you had it in. And dinner time comes, go to the spring and take it out. And it'd be fresh and good.
Okay, what
would
you call a lot of old worthless things that you're fixing to throw out?
I read junk for it, I know.
And what would you call a room that's used to store odds and ends in?
I
call
it junk.
Oh. I reckon it. I'd call it junk room, but now I don't know what other people call it.
Okay, and what would you say, if we're talking about the daily housework that a woman does, you say she has to, you say she was sweeping the floor and dusting and so forth. You say that she was doing what to the house? She was...
House cleaning.
Okay. Well, you say then she cleans up or...
Yeah.
Tidies up or... How would you say that?
Oh, I just say she's cleaning. I just say she's cleaning the house.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that you sweep with?
Brooms.
Okay. And if it says the door was open, and it says the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so the door was sort of hiding the broom. You say that the broom was where in relation to the door?
Behind the door.
Okay.